We start this week's edition with news from Heathfield and District, generously sponsored by Melina Joy Opticians.
Wealden Talking News, WTN, the vital source of information for blind and partially sighted people across Wealden and now Eastbourne, celebrated its 50th anniversary with a party for organisers and volunteers at Etchingham Village Hall earlier this month. The event was attended by a total of 91 people, including 21 listeners and two guide dogs. Also, there were sponsors, donors, and supporters of the charity. The invitation had been accepted by the Lord Lieutenant of East Sussex, but he had to cancel because of the attendance of the Princess of Wales at the Women's Rugby in Brighton. The guest was Amanda Hamblin, Deputy Lieutenant, who has a special interest in sight. She is patron of Home Call, a Bexhill charity that provides a home visiting service for visually impaired people. She spoke movingly about the value of support for people isolated by their disability. WTN manager Diane Steele gave a history of the charity, including contributions from 9 individual volunteers. The charity recently took on a new area of responsibility. After nearly half a century, the Eastbourne Talking newspapers closed its doors. Like WTN, they provided weekly audio recordings of local and weekend news. In a seamless transition, WTN took over the Eastbourne edition. Our edition also covers Heathfield and District, Crowborough and Uckfield, Hailsham and Polegate, and Brighton and District.
A cross-in-hand man's ultramarathon win has left his family and fellow athletes wondering why success in the gruelling sport fails to make headlines. Tom Evans, 33, grew up in the village. He has just beaten more than 2,500 runners to win the UTMB Ultra Trail Mont Blanc, which takes runners 174 kilometres through France, Italy and Switzerland, with a total elevation gain of over 10,000 metres. The race takes place once a year over the last weekend in August and is regarded as one of the most difficult footpace races in the world. Tom is now widely regarded as the best ultramarathon competitor in the UK, with wins at other prestigious events across Europe and the USA. He now lives in Loughborough with his wife Sophie, herself a professional triathlete, and their 4-month-old baby daughter Phoebe. He grew up at the family home in Cross in Hand and joined the army after leaving Eastbourne College. Following Sandhurst, he joined the Welsh Guards, taking advantage of a posting to Kenya to enrol in the country's world-famous training camp. Returning home, friends suggested taking part in the tough African Marathon des Sables. Tom was delighted to come third and more than happy to celebrate his finish on the podium. He was then offered races in the Alps and a place in the GB Trial Running World Championships in Spain. His mother, Jilly, herself an athlete from Cross in Hand, joked, "When I meet a slope on the Cuckoo Trail, I summon up my inner Tom and ask myself, what would Tom do?" The UTMB had always piqued her son's interest, and he initially took part in the shorter 100-kilometre class in 2018. He came third in the race in 2022. He then turned professional and has enjoyed a remarkable subsequent career taking part in ultramarathons across the world. Jilly said, "We're so proud of him. His wins show he's literally one of the best in the world. But why is the sport never, ever mentioned in the British media? I believe there was a slot on Sky News, but it was very short. About the only publicity it gets is in the running magazine. I'm not only concerned about Tom, but we have a whole raft of brilliant Brits doing these races, and no one hears anything about them. Tom is now sponsored by top international companies, including Red Bull, Sun God sunglasses, Asics running shoes, Morton, a nutritional company, and Shox headphones for runners. Gilly went on, his strength is partly due to having excellent people around him. He always first to credit his team, but he has the ability to be upbeat and cheerful. Most of us mere mortals tend to stop when something starts to hurt, but he pushes through the pain curve. While her son is more than happy to be doing what he does professionally, when it comes to all-round satisfaction with life, he says, yes, the job's important, but far more important to me is being a good husband and father, the best I can really achieve.
A group is inviting East Hoathly with Halland residents to take part in a protest walk against a plan for more than 4,000 homes. The No Development of Oakley Gardens, No Dog group, said the event is taking place on Saturday, September the 27th. It starts at 10:30 a.m. at the Coach House at Halland Park Farm. The residents' group was set up in response to the Oakley Garden Community Scheme, a proposed development of 4,441 dwellings covering 324 hectares in East Hoathly and Halland. The scheme is also proposing employment space, schools, shops, and an on-site medical centre and community meeting space. People can view the vision document by Southwest Strategic Developments, SWSD, at lawton-pc.gov.uk. Organisers of the protest walk said the circular walk will be just over 1 mile. If you are unable to manage the walk, please try to get to the meeting point for a group photo. They encouraged participants to bring friends, children and dogs on leads, as well as a placard to carry if possible. Their ideas for placard slogans include No Houses Here, Fields for Food, No New Town, My Dog Loves This Walk, or My Children Love These Fields. The Village Concerns Steering Committee, which also opposes the homes, said, we were formed to fight overdevelopment in both East Hoathly and Halland. This is a huge potential overdevelopment that will have equally huge implications for both villages. We encourage our supporters to participate. The No Dog group listed their reasons to oppose the development. The group said, the homes would be in a strategically poor location within the transport network, adding it would be car dependent. It said the development would be too remote from established urban centres and too remote to raise interest from affordable housing providers. The group said the development would see around 20,000 new residents and more than 10,000 additional cars using the A22 on a daily basis. The group believes the development would cause significant harm to ancient woodland and says it wants protected species habitats kept safe. The group also wants listed buildings and scheduled monuments, as well as views to the South Downs protected. It said the development could lead to an erosion of the rural landscape and amenity with significant loss of high-grade agricultural land. the group added. A significant part of the site floods regularly. People can visit oakley-gardens.com to find out more about the group. SWSD's vision document outlines the land promoter's proposals for the community. It said, both SWSD and the landowner are committed to creating a lasting legacy on this site that they and the council can be proud of for generations to come. The new community will deliver development that is of a permanent high quality, with materials that last, and a range of community facilities that will endure for the long term. In a description of what the community could look like in 2045, the document said, in Oakley Garden Community, it is possible to live a life where all aspects of everyday living are available locally. It described the community as modern, green, vital with local flora and fauna, and really convenient, saying the area would be well connected by new cycle routes and bus connections to Uckfield and Lewis with their train stations. It said there would be an interplay of farming activities which sustain the landscape, the outstanding parkland landscape, and the diverse residential community. The document added that there would be 2 to 3 care homes or villages that include provision of 55-plus apartment living, assisted living, care and extra care elements. It said there would also be a green infrastructure network of new parkland that would seek to reintroduce the character of the area. It said 35% of the dwellings would be affordable.
Lidford's care home in East Hoathly is excited to announce that they will be hosting a dog show on the 3rd of October for the local community. The dog show will take place from 2:30 to 5:00. There are 7 classes to enter with rosettes and prizes for the following categories. Best crossbreed, best puppy under 12 months, best trick, best pedigree, best veteran over 9 years, most obedient, and dog that the judge most wants to take home. The classes will be judged by world-renowned dog trainer Kamal Fernandez. Classes are £1 to enter, and all of the proceeds will be going to the Kit Wilson Trust. There will be a selection of local stalls from independent businesses who will be selling all things dog-inspired, from leads to candles. Also in attendance will be Judith Stewart, who is a professional animal photographer who will be happy to take photographs at an extra charge. The dog show will be held in the grounds of Lidford's Care Home, and refreshments will be available throughout the afternoon. Lidford's Care Home is run by Barchester Healthcare, one of the UK's largest care providers, which is committed to delivering personalised care across its care homes and hospitals. Lidford's provides residential care for 36 residents, from respite care to long-term stays.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Heathfield and District.